The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor at the Irish Independent, is with us. And we're going to return to the issue of mortgage switching because, Charlie, this, I think, you feel is a way that people can save significant sums of money. Yet very, very few people do it, do they?
Matt, I mean, we're talking extreme savings here. Now, there's a bit of hassle, of course, there is. You have to go to a solicitor. You have to gather up your financial, documents, your wages, slips and your bank statements. But you can make massive savings, you know. And this, the central bank are saying something like 60% of mortgage holders out there are vulnerable to any increase in rates because they're on trackers or they're on a variable. There's about 175,000 people on variables, it's estimated. Now, that's just nuts, Matt, because those variable rates are really, really high. We're talking about 4.5% being charged by Bank of Ireland, 4.25% by Permanent TSB, Ulster Bank 4.25 as well. You know, so
sorry, why would anyone pay those rates when there are cheaper fixed rates available?
It's mind-boggling. I don't know, Matt, really. I suppose it's just, you know, inertia. Maybe there are people at the end of their mortgage and they're, you know, and the monthly payments are quite down. But they're the very people who could save a ton of money because particularly if you've paid off a lot of their mortgage at this stage, you get very attractive, what they call loan-to-value rates. You know, the more you've paid off, the more equity you have in the home, the better rate they'll give you.
Sorry, just explain that. So say, for example, you've paid off more than half of the mortgage you've taken out. And also the value of your house has increased. So that if you have, say, what they call loan to value equity of about 50% plus, that means you get a cheaper rate, does it?
On the
balance that you borrow.
They love you. They'll welcome you with open arms, particularly the non-bank lenders, the likes of Avant Money and ICS Mortgages and Finance Ireland. You know, they all have these, all the banks that now have these tiered rates. So that you're right, Matt, the more you equity you've built up in the house, so the more your property has gone up in value and you may have paid down the mortgage. So you're in a good position where, you know, particularly in that juicy position where you've 50% of it paid off, you know, you are going to get very attractive rates. You could get rates under 2%, under 2%. I mean, that's continental style mortgage rates. So why would you be paying 4.5%? You know, people really need to look at this. But switch mortgage. But you don't even need to go to that extreme move. You could save money by latching on, getting a fixed rate in your own bank. They will have their own suite of fixed rates based on your valuation, based on how much you've paid off, and you could get a very good rate. So
Can I just check with you? And if your loan to value has fallen because you've been paying in over the years, do you not automatically go on to a cheaper rate when you pass a certain threshold?
No, that's something that should, you know, that's gradually going to come in, but they don't automatically do that. You have to assess it yourself. I mean, they'll, you know, the banks, to be fair to them, and the central bank will force them to do this, they write to you every year and say, look, you're on X rate. You could get better rates in the market. And, you know, we could even offer you a better rate. So they have to do that now. But people still don't react. And the banks themselves have taken the initiative to write to people, particularly Bank of Ireland. They wrote to people a number of times. Permanent TSB did this as well. It said, you're on a very high variable rate. We could offer you a better fixed rate based on, you know, a loan to value, as they call it, you know, this thing where you have equity built up. And yet people still don't do it. So, you know, that's crazy stuff. It really is, Matt. And this is becoming more important now with these two big banks closing down.
But sorry, there's a lot of questions coming in about this, Charlie, which seem to be a lot on the basis that if you were with Ulster Bank or with KBC, particularly if you're on a tracker, and they sell your loan to Bank of Ireland and you're going to have to go along with this, do you remain on the same rate that you were on or do you switch on to a Bank of Ireland rate?
No, you stay on the same rate, Matt. That's the key thing. You will stay on the same rate. If you're on a tracker rate, they cannot touch it. And don't you dare even think about changing that. Also, if you were KBC or Ulster Bank and you decide to lock into an existing fixed rate that's been offered by that one of those banks, you know, if you were KBC and you lock into their five-year fixed rate, it's very good. Bank of Ireland, if they get permission to take over those loans, they'll have to observe that. They'll have to honour that agreement. The problem is when you come out of your fixed rate, you know, you're going to be exposed to Bank of Ireland's very high rates. So, you know, you maybe should consider switching. And as I say, there is good value in the market. The Competition Authority is looking at the takeover of KBC's
Charlie,
at the moment.
There's lots of really interesting questions coming in. And this is a good one. If you have a traffic tracker mortgage with your existing provider, would you lose it if you change provider? Because if you move to another bank, that bank's unlikely to give you a tracker, is it?
No, you're going to lose it, Matt. Absolutely.
So then it mightn't make financial sense to make the move. If you have a tracker in your existing bank, then you probably shouldn't bother switching, should you?
No, just stick with it. And if you're with a bank that's closing, it'll move. The tracker will move with you. There's only one circumstance where you can move a mortgage with a property or that's Finance Ireland. They have these 30-year mortgages. They're allowing a bit of flexibility if you change properties, if you move to a different home. They'll allow you to take the fixed rate, that 30-year fixed rate. But with a tracker, if you switch or if you move home, you lose the tracker. There are some provision for transfers of them, but they tend to charge you more. But, the really good tracker rate, you lose it if you start messing with it. You just leave it as it is, Matt.
Okay. Now, the listener says, we're halfway into a fixed rate for 10 years, but when I look to move my mortgage, the penalty for breaking the fixed rate outweighed the benefits. Was told to wait to move until rates lowered to 1%. So if you're getting out of a fixed rate mortgage, there is a penalty or a fee for doing that, isn't there, which could negate the benefits of the switch?
That's right, Matt. Yeah, and the different banks charge different penalties, so there is penalties. So you got to look at that. Go through it with a broker, maybe. And on the other hand, I don't see rates coming down to 1%, Matt. There was some cuts in rates today. Finance Ireland have cut some of their 10, 15 and 20-year rates. There'll be more cuts tomorrow from other lenders, but I don't see them coming that low.
Okay, so, Charlie, people want to know about split mortgages. If you've had a deal done, does that then go to stop your ability to actually move to a different bank for a different mortgage?
It might do, Matt. If you have been in arrears and you've warehoused, as they call it, put some of it aside because you couldn't pay it all and, you're accommodated in doing that with the bank, you're not an attractive proposition for somebody as a switcher. So you're kind of trapped, unfortunately, that's not an easy one to resolve, I'm afraid, Matt.
Okay, that is a major issue. And then, of course, the final thing that people are bringing up is that there's no guarantee that if you go to another bank that they will accept you for a mortgage. They may have concerns about your repayment capabilities.
Yeah, well, you're assessed as a new borrower each time, so that's why you have to produce the salary details and the bank statements, and they look at your ability to pay and your past record as well. So, it unfortunately the switcher market is only for those people with a very good record, a very clean kind of financial situation. So they do cherry pick, unfortunately.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.